Another episode of Hot Comics. I'm Lysandra Vasquez.
And I'm Brandi Unger.
And today we have Holly Ballantyne.
Yeah.
She is an Atlanta-based comedian who was just the resident a few months ago at the Laughing Skull. She runs a ton of shows here in Atlanta, and she's also just really funny.
Yeah, and she's sweet. She's so sweet.
Enjoy Holly Ballantyne. Bye. And also, enjoy our merch.
Oh, if you didn't know.
Look on our website for some merch. Anyway, bye. Enjoy the episode.
Bye.
We'll talk about it later. Bye. Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Welcome. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You brought us a hot topic today.
I did.
Yeah.
Losing weight, something we all like to talk about.
Really the bane of my existence.
Wow.
We signed up for Weight Watchers, and I've done it before, and it was fine. And this time I asked my husband to do it with me because I was like, that'll make cooking easier. And he was like, yeah, I really want to lose 15 pounds. Yeah. And then he did. When he signed up, same day.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it's not fair how that works.
Just the clicking of the mouse. Yeah. Just like lost.
Yeah. He's like downloading the app and he's like, oh my gosh, it's just disappearing. And like, yeah. So, yeah, that's not fair for women. He just thought about losing weight and then I gained 10 pounds. So.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm giving back to you.
So yeah.
Sweet.
Oh my God.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're married. How's that going?
It's good. I've been married for 12 years. I actually couldn't wait to get married because I was already pregnant. So that was fun. Yeah. We've been married for 12 years and we have 3 kids.
Nice.
And we are foster parents also.
Wow, look at you.
Thank you. I don't really have a lot to add to that. I just wanted to make sure y'all knew I was better than you.
So. I want to foster a dog.
Noted.
So yeah, you are.
I know. No, it's great. We our last foster child, she went home a few years ago, and then her and her mom actually moved in with us. And every time I talk about it, people, like, especially girls, they freak out. They're like, oh, my God, like, cannot believe you let another woman move in with you. I would freak out that, like, my husband would fall in love with her.
What?
What? I was like, she helps cook. She helps clean. And she doesn't want a blowjob. like, if anyone falls in love with her, it will be me. Yeah. And she just had a baby. So now I'm a foster grandma.
Congratulations. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know I'm really 60. I just look so good for my age. My secrets are lying about my age. That is the trick.
I know. I'm 70.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's all you have to do. You just lie. And you can do it with weight too. Like you just, when you gain weight and you haven't seen someone in a long time, just be like, yeah, I just lost 100 pounds. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, you look great.
And then, I love this.
And then they have no idea that you really gained 15 because they're just like, oh my God, they're picturing you 100 pounds bigger.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Oh my God, I just lost 5 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. I've actually lost 50 pounds. And they're like, you look amazing.
Congratulations. Yeah.
What a loophole.
Yeah, you spin that narrative.
That's smart.
That's actually really
my life has changed.
I know. Yeah, I'm actually single. I don't have kids or a husband. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm
how is it being a mom? Do you like it? How's that life? Are you close with your kids?
I love being a mom. It's sometimes it's hard to be a mom and a wife because like when my kids want me to play with them, I have to neglect my husband so I can go like pretend to be a pirate or a princess. And then when my husband wants me to play with them, I have to neglect my kids and then go pretend to be asleep. So it's a balance.
It's tough.
It's tough. I like it. My daughter, she's like becoming the little mom. Like today, my oldest, my son was unloading the dishwasher and I was like, oh my gosh, like I didn't even have to ask you to unload the dishwasher and you're doing it. And he's like, actually, Violet told me to. So I don't even have to parent anymore. My 9-year-old does it. It's great.
That's great. Does she look like you?
She does. She looks exactly like me. Yeah, yes. And acts like me. Yeah.
That's good.
All of our kids look like us. It looks like we just made 3 copies of the same child and gave them different hairstyles. And those are our kids.
Do you have a favorite kid?
No, I don't have a favorite child. That would be awful. But I do have a least favorite. I do. But I'm not going to tell you which one it is.
I mean, I think it probably changes per day.
The least favorite kid?
Yeah, least favorite kid. It probably changes daily.
Oh, no. I always have the same least favorite. No, no, you're right. It does. It does. Yeah, whichever one, like, asks for less snacks, whichever one, like, goes to bed easier, that's my favorite for that day, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whichever one, like, wants to snuggle.
Yeah, you like you can sweet. Win my love.
Yeah, you have to earn it.
Yeah,
I'll tell you at the end of the day who my favorite is. And they all think that they're my favorite. That's the funny part, is they'll be like, well, I'm mom's favorite. And then one will be like, I'm dad's favorite. And the ones who say it, they always get it backwards. I'm like, well, actually.
Your dad hates you.
That's not what he said last night.
So then what was it like? Did you grow up here? What was it like when you grew up?
I lived in Texas originally. So I'm from Texas. I moved to Atlanta because I met my husband for work. But I'm from like very conservative East Texas. I'm actually from the same hometown as Matthew McConaughey. He went to the same high school. So I will never be the most famous person from Longview, Texas. He wins. Yeah. So dated a bunch of, losers and decided, I think I'm just gonna head to Atlanta. So, once we met, we dated for a while and then I came out here, and been here for like 14 years now.
Nice. Did you go to college?
I went to college at Texas Tech in Lubbock in West Texas. I wanted to go as like far away as I could to where I don't have to come home all the time, but I could get there. And I was in a sorority.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
I was in a sorority too.
You were in a sorority?
I was. SDT.
What is it? What'd you say?
Sigma Delta Tau.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was an AKIO.
Oh, yeah.
That stands for the first and the last, which is fitting because we were the first ones to get cheated on and the last ones to hear about it. So. Yeah. Do you have a lot of Shaq shirts?
Yeah.
From college? Did they call them that at your school?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know what a Shaq shirt is, you know how when you do a 5K and they give you a t-shirt at the end, it's just like that, but instead of running, it's more like a pregnancy scare. But it's okay. My mom didn't know what they were either. And one year she wanted to do something really nice for me. So she made me one of those t-shirt quilts.
Oh, no.
From my Shaq shirt.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I have a memory of every time I didn't have an orgasm. It's great. I'm like, oh, I remember that night. Yeah. We were at the library. The one with beer, not the other library.
No.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom.
You can wrap yourself up in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally cover myself with regret. Yeah. And it's a California King. It's very big. It's very big. Very big blanket.
Oh, college.
Was there a popular fraternity on the shirt?
There was, it was Kappa Sig, Kappa Sig. Yeah. That was our fraternity of choice. Like, I feel like a lot of colleges do that. Like they'll just kind of like pair off and, so Kappa Sig, that was who we hung out with. What was yours?
So I was in the Jewish sorority at IU and it was a mixture of AU Pi, SAMI, and ZBT, which were the 3 male Jewish fraternity.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just made my rounds. It's a very even distribution.
Yeah.
I would say.
It's funny because like even at different colleges, like they all have different nicknames. Yeah. Like because like we called them Kappa Sig, but they would call them something else like at a different school. Mm-hmm. Or like at ours, we called ourselves AKIO, but I know at other colleges it's Alpha Chi.
Yeah. Yeah, we called them Alpha Chi's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went to art school.
Oh, cool.
We were paying so much for art school that we didn't have extra money to pay for sorority.
Yeah.
Like we just,
Yeah.
A California King of Shaq shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coming soon.
Right.
To a merch shop near you.
I know. I know. I love being a sorority. I don't miss dating at all. I am glad I'm married.
Must be nice.
Yeah. I know. I feel for you. I mean, like when I was 20, like I would just like play a song for a guy and be like, this is going to change him. like a few bars of Casey and JoJo and he's going to stop cheating on me. No, that's terrible advice. Don't do it. It does not work.
Don't do that.
It does not work. Yeah, I did get cheated on the last guy I dated before my husband. But I will give you some advice for the next time you do get cheated on, because you will.
She's never been cheated on.
You haven't?
That she knows of.
Oh.
That I know of.
Okay.
I've been cheated on.
So basically you're saying you're just not very good at snooping. That's what I'm hearing.
Actually, that might be true. If it's not on LinkedIn, I don't know about it.
I don't know about it.
She's not lying. That's true.
Oh, my gosh. No. So if you do get cheated on, you do have this, like, way out of any argument that you get in. Because he'd be like, why'd you spend all that money at Target? And I'd be like, I don't know. Why'd you fuck Tiffany? Like, you just use that forever and ever and ever. And I don't have anything like that now with my husband. I'm like, could you cheat on me so that I can win all of our fights? No.
Every single one of them?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I need. Free pass.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'll use it eventually. Maybe. If I ever get cheated on.
Man, when I got cheated on, I was so young. I didn't have the nerve to be like every time just be like, I don't know, why'd you fuck Melissa?
Yeah. Do you stay with him after you got cheated on?
I was very young.
I have no room to talk.
Yeah, I was my first boyfriend in high school.
Yeah.
He cheated on me the week after I lost my virginity to him with my best friend at the time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I was weak and I chose the only one who apologized because she didn't apologize.
Well, clearly I stayed with him too, or I wouldn't have been able to use that in all of our arguments. No judgment here.
She did the market research for it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to bond with you.
Yeah, now but no, that's a great phrase. I hope we never have to use it, but
yeah,
we have it in our arsenal. I hope you never have to use it, but it's in your toolbox now.
Yeah. You're welcome.
World.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Texas. Did you have any like, did you do anything fun as a kid? Did you do, like, anything, like, weird happen to you when you were growing up?
I mean, I was hit by a train.
How'd that qualify?
No, not a train of frat, guys. I mean, y'all have done that. No, I was. When I was 18, I was hit by a train. And, I broke my back, my neck, my leg, my arm. Yeah. Yeah,
oh my God.
I know. Every time I tell the story, people respond just like that. They're always like, you got hit by a train, like in your car. And I'm like, yep. I was a little engine that could not get the fuck out of the way. So,
oh my God.
I know. And then everyone's always like, oh, well, you are so blessed. You're so lucky to be alive. And I just tell them, no, I'm dead. actually, I died. But sometimes, for good behavior, I do get to come back to Earth, but I'm only allowed to talk to people who are going to die that day. So thank y'all so much for having me. Best of luck after this interaction.
Best wishes. The Grim Reaper.
Yeah. This might be the last podcast episode. Okay, goodbye.
And you'll know why.
Oh, good point. Yeah. If you're out there, can you come edit this?
No. Yeah, can you come edit this? So then we have our. This is our last wish.
Yeah.
We would like this to go.
Yeah, we need this one to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God.
Well, easy transition. So Kamikaze, we've come to the point.
Yeah, we've come to the point where we ask each one of our hot comics to select a comic hottie, which is somebody that's in the scene that you admire very much, that's younger than you in comedy years, and you would like to shine a spotlight on.
Oh my gosh. Well, I would have said y'all, but that's not fair because you're here. So I'll say Sarah Britt.
love her.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. She runs shows with us with Hissy Fit Comedy, and she and I already had a show together at Pontoon Brewing. So when Amber and I started adding shows, we were like, we need help.
Yeah.
And it was just like a natural transition. She's such a good. She's so funny. She's just a hard worker. She always shows up, and everyone should book her. So
Everyone should book her.
Everyone book her.
We're gonna have all her information in the show notes. Thank you so much, Holly.
Holly. Thank you. This was so fun.
Yay.
Thank you. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye. Watch out for the trains.
Yeah. Watch out for trains. They're faster than you think. Well, all right. So now you know to watch out for trains.
Yeah. And if if it's 2023 and we are no longer here, you know why.
Yeah, you know why? Because the curse of Holly Ballantyne.
It really came chugging on through.
Oh, God. Anyway, so as you know, Holly Ballantyne runs a ton of shows here in Atlanta.
The Atlanta metropolitan area. Yeah, they're
throughout Georgia, actually. Yeah. And it's called Hissy Fit. And you can see her. She's very active on Twitter as well. Yep. If you're a tweeter, then you can go see her at Holly Ballantyne and at Holly Ballantyne Comedy on Instagram. And her comic hottie is
Sarah Britt. She is a fantastic comic. She also runs a couple shows with Holly as well as with the Hissy Fit Girls. Go check her out. She is hilarious and just, she's also one of the nicest comics that I've ever met. Yeah. She was like, the first time I met her, I was just like, oh, this is what Atlanta comedy is. She's a darling. We love her.
As Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder play softly in the background as you describe her. Don't sing.
Kind of. Anyway. Actually, yeah. Anyway,
we're not gonna sing for you. We're gonna tell you to subscribe. We're gonna tell you to rate us. We're gonna tell you to
buy
merch. Our merch is now available on our website. As you can see, we're wearing some Hot Comics hats if you want to support the merch. And we also have t-shirts. Mine says ha.
And mine says that's funny.
Because you know, sometimes you don't want to have to laugh out loud. That's hard.
It's an ab workout. We understand. An ab workout. Sometimes you need to give the abs a break.
Sometimes you just want to say,
that's funny.
So there.
Ha.
That's funny. See, that took out a lot of energy.
It did.
I could just use this and just point. Anyway, if you're listening, you can't see it.
You'll get
anyway,
it.
But you get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so support, if that's another way to support our podcast, another way to support local, like a small owned woman business and comedy. If you want to support us, please visit our website. If you know of a hot comic that you want to nominate, or if you are a hot comic and you want to come on the podcast, we have a submission form on our website for you to check out there. And also, just like, I work really hard on the website, so look at it. It's really pretty.
Yeah, look at it, like all of our things.
Yeah.
Just like touch everything. We just want you to touch everything that Lysandra puts out on the internet.
Except for me. Don't touch me.
No, it's not personally. Touching you. There's a screen in between. But, you know, we just really need your loving click.
God, this has gone...
It's okay. This is what the people want.
Is it?
They want us to be, you know, they don't want us to be bulldozed. So here we are. Click away.
Oh, there's so much. Anyway, I'm Lysandra Vasquez.
And I'm Brandi Younger.
Have a beautiful day, and we will see you next week.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.